That's a great start.
Wonderful.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Inner and Outer Reality in Reality and Outside. I'm your host, Sean Penalber, and with us this week we have...
Rahul Rao. Man, this is the third time you've made me say this. I don't know why you haven't said it, but okay, continue.
The reason I chose to do it to where guests say their own name is so that the listeners are basically hearing you say your own name and it's pronounced and everything, and not me, you know, bastardizing a mispronunciation.
Oh, sure, okay. I mean, I guess that's fair. I like to see white folks struggle, but okay. Fair enough.
That's hilarious. I feel you. So, Rahul, what are, like, do you have a, like, if I were to ask you what is your meaning of life, or, like, what do you think the meaning of life is, do you have anything that, like, you've pondered already, or, like...
Oh, man. Okay.
Where are you at?
So, right now? Oh, man. All right. So I think, man, at this stage in my life, what a segue we're about to make, ladies and gentlemen. At this stage in my life, man, I need you to repeat that question one more time.
What is, do you have a meaning of life, or what are your summaries of existence?
So, I think, at the very least, the point of life is to not suffer. But, as, you know, lots of people know, life has a lot of variables in it that can cause suffering. And man, like, I realize that's a very fucking, perhaps too diplomatic of a philosophy to have, but, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it goes the Buddhist route of, like, all desire is suffering, or all suffering is based in desire. No, I think it's okay to want things. But I think, I don't know, man. I think it just gets a... Everyone wants things, but not everyone has the same access to things.
Yeah.
Or if people get access to things, it always comes at, like, a real, real steep cost. Fuck, which I guess is going to segue into this. The reason I kind of feel this way is partially because of my job. And, I mean, I've lived I won't say a difficult life, but there have been moments that have been, like, particularly stressful in them. And stuff I've had to deal with, obviously, as a result. But I honestly kind of end up feeling this way mostly from my job currently. Man. Okay, so I work for a place called it's a division of the VA. My job is to read medical records all day. And that's kind of it. Specifically, like, veteran case files and stuff. And the job is a good job. They pay me well. The government pays me well. The man doesn't really ask for a lot, surprisingly. Used to be really against that guy, but frankly, he knows how to run a business. I'll give him that. Yeah, my job is looking at veteran case files all day. And, like, it's, we're talking about, you know, when I say that, you know, people who don't have the necessary accessibility to, like, do the things that they want to do have to get it elsewhere at a price, the military is probably the most prime example of that. The amount of just, like, if we were to separate traumas, the amount of purely physical trauma that soldiers in whatever branch of the military that they're in have to go through is insane. It's insane, insane. I read about, like, fucking broken backs and fucking dislocated knees and, like, just fucked up joints. I hear about all that shit all the time. I hear about PTSD and traumatic incidences. I hear about sexual assault and crazy stuff like that. Just wild, wild things. I read war crimes. I read people who commit war crimes. I read files of people who were real disgusting fucking individuals.
Yeah.
I read files of a lot of victims. And the thing is, right, is that all of them, no one entered the military, like, with this fucking, I just want to live, like, the most fucking depressing life I've ever lived. Yeah. No, they go into the military because, like, you know, perhaps they feel a sense of duty or obligation, or perhaps the benefits of the military are just too good to pass up, which is honestly more of the latter, at least the cases that I read.
They think that they're going to get these benefits, but then it's like they have all this trauma and everything from being in it that it's just like, are these benefits even benefits?
I mean, is having the ability to, like, get your college completely paid for, does that really outweigh
PTSD?
Well, yeah, does that really outweigh the things you might be ordered to do and, like, the injuries that you might sustain?
Yeah.
Like, people don't walk away unscathed from any military experience. And, like, oh, dude, it is really sad. It is really sad to see the ways that multiple systems have failed them.
Yeah.
From not only simply, like, the Veterans Affairs Department, because, you know, they're mostly just underfunded and, like, can't afford to provide the services that they could because fucking Republicans have made tax cuts on that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And then, like, not only that, from just the American healthcare system and how just fucked some of these people are, because, like, the military, while it does a lot for them, in some cases it only can do so much. And, like, blurred foregoing treatment and shit because they can't fucking pay for it, even with their military service.
Yeah.
Can't fucking pay for it. And, like,
and so you just left to suffer.
Yeah. And those people, frankly, were not given a choice not to suffer.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. If the point of all life is to not suffer, like, at the very least, just not suffer and live modestly comfortably, like, those folks have paid a price that we will never pay. Like, and I mean, sure, I'm thankful for my freedoms and shit, but I also ask you, like, if those opportunities had been provided to those soldiers, like, would they still be soldiers? You know? Like, if they could have met the financial needs of...
Yeah, where would they be now?
Their life.
Like, they could be presidents or the CEOs of companies, you know. Yeah.
But I mean, like, hey, like, I'm not opposed to joining the army at the very least. Like, some people really need this sense of structure. Some people really do feel like that sense of patriotism and they want to help their country. Like, I get it. And those are valid feelings, but dude, if you enter the military, you're about to fucking sign away a chunk of your life that you really, truly, like...
Perhaps even the rest of your life.
Yeah, if you feel good at it. And that's another thing that I see all the time, too. It's people who spend decades in the military.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, why did you do this to yourself? And you realize that, like, this is the only thing those people know.
Like, it's what could make them safe at the time, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. they have nowhere else to go or anything, that it's just like, I might as well just go to the military, where it's like, yeah. I have consistency or I have a place to go, but really it's the toxic systems that, like,
yeah,
like,
if at the very least they had been able to receive, like, proper mental care. And you know what, it's what's super interesting is that most of those veterans who stay in the military for a long time were also in some of the most fucking awful wars. They were usually in Vietnam and the Gulf War. Yeah. Like, and that's the thing, man, when war becomes all you know, and that becomes your living existence day in and day out, and you normalize that, how do you really return back to that? And why would you? Especially if you can just be here at the war or at the military service, you know, until they tell you it's finally time for you to not do it anymore.
So, you say life is to not suffer.
The point of it, anyways, yeah.
I would kind of go in a not opposite direction, but so, like, a thought that I've had is essentially, like, existence itself is a gift. Us being here, existing, is a gift. And then within existence, the gift of existence, comes life. Because, I mean, before life was literally just existence, literally just objects, things just being, right? And did those things suffer? Questionable, you know? Is a meteor hitting a planet suffering? Or is that human projection? Because if a meteor hit our planet, then yes, we're going to suffer, and that's bad to us. And so life is a gift to existence, but the penalty for life is suffering. And all life must suffer in some way just to exist.
I don't think that's true, man. I don't think that it needs to be like that. I think the idea that we all have to suffer comes from a very deep-rooted, ingrained
trauma
sort of social thing. Yeah. No. Yeah. I wouldn't even say it goes further than that. Like, from the very, like, depths of humanity, I think this thought kind of springs up of, like, the suffering makes, like, it gives reason to the world. Even when you find it completely unreasonable, there's this idea that, like, I'm meant to suffer, perhaps just because it's important to do so. And I disagree with that entirely, man. I don't think anyone has to... You know what? Let me even qualify this even more. I don't think anyone needs to suffer needlessly.
That was what I was going to add on, is that I don't mean unnecessary suffering.
Yeah.
But we are going to suffer.
Sure, or in terms of like emotional status, maybe even like more physical, corporeal things.
Like, let's just go into the animal kingdom. It's like a hawk has to eat a rabbit.
Yeah, but that hawk isn't suffering because it's eating the rabbit. Sure, the rabbit is suffering, but like that's not really suffering in the same sense. In the same way that humans, many who tragically get their lives cut short.
And that's why I say unnecessary suffering. So like, there is suffering that's just going to happen just by existing. Like, literally an asteroid could fall out of the sky and just hit you.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can really do about that.
Sure.
But the suffering that humans institute on each other by, all of the things that humans have done over the entire lifespan of existence, is absolutely unnecessary. And that's what I think that we need to focus on moving out of, is how to leave that unnecessary suffering. But, like, so many people profit off of that suffering that it's difficult to even consider. And then we get into the psychological aspect of... now that we've experienced all this trauma from our oppressors, you get the whole contentness of being like, that's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
But, like, literally, if you and everyone work together, that's how you overthrow your oppressors, or at least cause change.
Yeah, and affect the status quo. Like, please, this can't... If at the very least for these people who truly, like, suffer more than they have to because they just simply want to defend their country for a little bit of their life. They're not... Man, they're truly not asking for much either. Like,
yeah. It's well within reason and well within what the world can afford, but all these things are being hoarded and basically just, like, denied.
Yeah.
And so, like, literally, if the world finally was able to just be like, you know what, yeah, we're all different, but we're all going to take care of each other, and, like, yeah, you can have your beliefs, you know, but, like, you're still going to get, I don't say that, like, socialized income is the answer, you know, like, where we all get a paycheck every week, but, like, it would definitely help, you know, it would definitely cause an immaculate change and put everyone on a more equitable playing ground.
Hey, universal income is totally cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pro that, especially in a quote-unquote first world country.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you, yeah, wouldn't it behoove you to truly invest back into your populace like that?
Yes.
And not simply just like tax returns or stimuluses that really only just cover like a month's worth of rent?
Yeah.
Like,
because imagine like you're giving everyone a couple hundred dollars a month. And now they have more opportunity to become the rich people that, you know, support this company.
Yeah, that you want them to be,
yeah.
Right?
And so, like, let's say that literally everyone in America, like, now that you're giving them all this money, they can all become rich and successful. And now your country and the entire planet is, like, prospering because you just gave a little bit of money that those workers are already giving you, you know? Like,
yeah. You made sure that those people on the bottom were taken care of. Like, there's no trickle down. It's a rise up economy.
Yeah.
Like,
and so my idea of futurism in this aspect is like, I know it sounds radical to say in a way or crazy, but like, it's just how like farmers don't pay their crops or their animals, you mm-hmm. know? That's the same reason why like big corporations don't pay living wages.
I mean, if they treat us like cattle, whoa, open your third eye. But also, if they consider workers to be subhuman, and if you consider a group of people to be subhuman, it makes it easier to make decisions about them.
Yeah.
Like. Hey, all right. Heavy P-cast. It's heavy enough.
I'm gonna go as heavy as possible. You know what I mean?
Like
I think these are the things that like people will need to talk about more or listen to more. And it sometimes is uncomfortable and you need to pause or like take a moment away and rest. But like,
oh, I don't think we've said anything uncomfortable.
Yeah, hopefully not. But some people maybe.
Hey, what's up? I don't care. I don't care about those people.
I care about you people.
Whatever. Sean's not me. Yeah, I mean, it's weird how much my job kind of, like, motivates how I feel, but it's the nature of the job. Like, man, I told you this earlier, but I come home every day just feeling fucking grateful as shit that my parents were never, I mean, they were the children of military kids, and they did not, the way that they were raised sucked, and they took that to heart. So they were like, nah, you don't need to join the military. You don't have to do that at all.
Yeah.
Had some relatives who, like, tried to persuade me into it, but I was just like, no, dog, at the time when I was old enough to, like, understand the political atmosphere, I was like, there is no way I'm going to sign up for this shit. I mean, while I have endured a traumatic life, like, I have never gone through stuff quite like as visceral as the shit that these people have gone through.
Yeah.
And I've certainly not to minimize my own sense of suffering, obviously, but like, that is the, as fucking morbid as it is, that is the joy that I take every day when I log off of my computer.
Yeah.
Is that like,
jeez.
I did not have to live this fucking heavy ass life, and I do not have to bear the scars, whether physical or mental, of this fucking awful time. Awful time.
Yeah. I know it's a broad question, and it's basically like kind of a, there's no real answer yet, but like, what is, in your opinion, like, what do you think we do about that? Like,
on an actual process level, we have to start diverting more funds to the VA. We need to create a board that will accurately consistently divert funds where they need to go, most of which need to go in like mental health services and like at the very least the ability for veterans to like maybe not necessarily get free medical support, but at least like medical support reduced at like a very incredible cost.
Better assistance and everything.
Yeah.
More accessible.
It needs to start there. Yeah. It needs to, it needs to be kind of serious about, like, the vetting process for who gets in and who doesn't. And I know that sounds weirdly kind of fucked up, just because, like, it's already very difficult for people who have claims to get those claims at the very least approved by the VA. But that being said, like, I think it behooves us to, if we're going to make sure we get these veteran claims right, we got to scrutinize more, and more with the intent of figuring out what conditions we need to treat, and, like, how we should treat them, and what amount of care this veteran should receive.
Yeah.
And not in, like, a... Definitely not in, like, a, oh, man, this... Your knee is only 20% hurt? No care. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be, like, oh, your knee is hurt, then we need to get you to, like, yes, an orthopedic specialist.
Or even if, like, someone's complaining of, like, this pain. Like, even if it... What is it, a hypochondriac?
Yeah. I mean, fuck it. Why not? Just, like... If you're so committed to, like, these veterans, then you fucking gotta understand that you're gonna deal with, like, bullshitters like that all the time. And, yeah, that's part and parcel of fucking having it, but I'd much rather have a veteran system in place that actually supported them.
Yeah.
Instead of the one we have now that throws them off to people like us who have to go through your shit. And I'd frankly, like, as much as I love my job, I don't really want to have to read traumatic stuff all fucking day. I'd prefer just reading, like, maybe some silly military files, see some wholesome shit on there occasionally. But mostly I just wanted fucking see your statements, make sure your forms are filled out. Like, if we can just achieve that, damn, dude, we're good. If y'all would stop fucking up sometimes, god damn it, dude. Y'all soldiers really do some dumb shit. And I love you guys, but y'all do some fucking dumb shit, dude.
This isn't as near as, like, dumb as the dumb. I mean, it is dumb, but it's not, like, the terrible shit that we're talking about. I watched this, like, mini documentary last night about the Battle of May Island or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, like, all these English ships and submarines, like, basically just, like, couldn't communicate with each other, and they were all following in a line, you know?
Yeah.
And then one thing went wrong, like, one ship had to, like, swerve out of the way, and that just messed everything up, and so they all started circling around trying to get back to each other, and they all just ran into each other, and, like, a ton of people died because, like, they just couldn't, you know, it was nighttime, and they're all just, like, in the ocean. It's just negligence.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Negligence is a big fucking... I think that's a key word right there. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, man, what's the time? Are we done?
No, we got a ways to go.
Damn, serious? I really got no more to say about waxing philosophical, man. I can't really do it. I'm far too invested in, like, the world around me.
I feel you. Well, we just got a little bit to go. We can do a 30-minute episode.
Hell yeah, thanks. These have all been roughly 30 minutes. That's an hour and a half worth of content.
Yeah.
It's 90 minutes. It's the length of a movie.
Yeah. And I split it up Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh, great.
To make it digestible. What do you feel that your purpose in existence is?
Oh, man. That's a...
Or what do you strive for? Like...
Oh, I can't even say anything like that. I just want to be comfortably myself.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to find people who can help me be comfortable around me. And I'm trying to find people that I can be comfortable around.
Yeah.
And that's it for me. That's all that really matters, man. Like, I don't care. I just want to... If I'm forced to have a job, may it at least, like, pay for my living. And... Yeah, anything outside of that is, like, I want to be able to exist on my own terms and not the terms of other people, regardless of what relationship I have with these people. Like, the autonomy is important to me.
Yeah. If you were to get real with, like, anyone or our listeners, like, something you would say to, like, anyone, just be like, what you've learned in life and your experience.
Oh, okay. Oh, just like give them some advice or some shit?
Yeah, some, you know, like,
oh,
or vent.
I thought you were asking me to like call out someone specific.
Oh, no. Unless you want to, but we don't have
Okay, for this one person, I won't, you know who you are. Why would you say those things to me? Why would you treat me in that way? You're real odd, and I think about you a lot, but not in positive ways all the time. And yeah, that's that. As far as advice to listeners, I don't know, man. Just find something you like. Don't throw yourself into it, but find something you like and do some research about it. Get knowledgeable about the things that you like. Be able to explain to people in an articulate and insightful way about why you like the things you like. Do that, and I guarantee that all of you will become interesting people, or at the very least can hold, like, conversations with folks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. One thing that changed my life was finally coming out to Houston and then just meeting people, and that's how Drawbook started, you know, at a bar, and then I finally started just talking with people and just meeting people, hey, drawing this thing, and then, like, changed my entire life.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, you're meeting people, you're just... The Drawbook especially, because you just want anyone to do anything, like, and so you end up meeting anyone and who does anything.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's cool.
I just want to showcase community, the people who are here in existence.
Yeah, so I mean, whatever. Hey, you threw yourself into a thing. Maybe not threw yourself into it. Well, no, you threw yourself.
I kind of did.
It.
Yeah.
Which I am not necessarily suggesting myself. Hey, but you got passionate about a thing, and then you researched the thing. And then, hey, you took it a step further. You tried to do the thing, and it more or less succeeded for you. Not everyone can have that, and hey, that's not necessarily an attainable goal.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Is it one that you necessarily need to have when doing something like that? It's all about your own personal understanding, dog. Just, you like a band? Fucking figure out why that band does the things that they do. Figure out why the artists that you like make the things that they make. And I guarantee you, that is a wilder storyline than you're probably expecting.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's like being at the Manil the last 8 months. It's like, I'll be in a certain gallery, and you can see when people just like come in and they like laugh, like, oh, what is this? What is, yada, yada. And then it's like, they'll ask me sometimes, be like, what do you think of this, you know? And then I'll, like, literally get into, like, why the artist did these things or how it was made. And then you see them just be like, oh, wow, you know, I never thought of that. Like, that's really cool, you know? And it's like, yeah, it is. And so you were about to, like, literally just, like, dismiss it, mm-hmm. you know, and just make fun of it. And that's another thing I see so much of just, like, people coming in and just saying, oh, this is this. Like, this, I know what this is. This is this. And then it's completely wrong, you know? It's like you're just making this assumption and then lying to whoever's around you, you know? Like, actually ask and learn and investigate existence.
Yeah. I mean, figure shit out. Just, like, figure out why the people behave the way they do. But, yeah, more specifically, yeah, figure out some shit that you like. Be knowledgeable about that shit, even if it's fucking dumb as fuck. If you are an encyclopedic person about some fucking obscure thing, hey, love it. I'm here for it. I support all weird fucking hobbies like that. Love it. Love it.
But what if it's like killing someone? Like, what if it's like...
Well, okay. Listen, that's a weird hobby. That's why I'm saying don't throw yourself into things.
Don't go to the extremes.
Yeah.
Extremism. Yeah.
Don't do that. But maybe, you know, if... killing people is a thing that you want to enjoy, maybe you know, try to do it in like a safe, friendly environment, like a video game or
the military.
Maybe not. Don't do that. Don't feed into the machine like that. But if you really just want to kill someone, they'll also sniff you out immediately in the military, and they'll put you on a fucking desk job. Don't be that crazy psycho weirdo.
Anyone listening, if you want to kill someone, there is help for you.
Also, like, maybe, you know, this is perhaps an unwise decision, but maybe, you know, just like get your rocks off to like a snuff film or something and then call it a day. Like, yeah, do what you gotta do. Just like maybe go on to like fucking crack.com or fucking all the weird fucking weird sites on the deep web where they just show weird murder porn and stuff like that. And you can enjoy it. That's why the internet was made for you. But hey, don't fucking just keep that shit in your fucking Tor browser, yeah, dog.
There's also a million, almost infinite other hobbies than doing
that. You could do so much else. You could find another thing.
That are productive.
Yeah. So, yeah. Shit, you're...
I hope that if you're listening, we've helped you and changed you.
Don't kill people. Don't kill people.
Don't kill people.
Don't kill people for fun. Don't kill people for...
For sport, for literally, like, war. Like, when someone tells you to kill another person, like...
Probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Just
let them kill you first, you know?
Man, I mean, I don't even know about that. I wouldn't want to die, but, like...
But I'd rather die than rather kill someone, personally, for me.
Hey, that's you, man.
I mean, I don't want to, but, like, if put in that position, like, I'm not going to kill someone. I'm just not.
All right. Well, hey, man. Hopefully the future doesn't involve a scenario where either of us have to deal with that.
Manifesting the scenario. Well, I mean, as far as, like, life and existence go, if you believe in the multiverse and that the universe is infinite and literally any and every scenario happens, then, like...
It's already happened.
It is happening or already has happened right now.
Sure.
And so...
I things to think about, I guess.
Man. We'll be there when we see it.
All right. Man, I'm
spent.
I'm tapped out.
Yeah, well, Rahul, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, no problem.
You got any plugs before we go?
At Coyote Bloodbath. Just follow me on IG. Just do that. Just do that. And I guess if you want to have, like, a conversation like this, we can. I don't know how much I'm going to welcome it into my DMs, because I don't necessarily have the energy for shit like that all the time. But whatever. If I feel up to it, I'll respond to you.
Hell yeah, man. Well, thanks for being on.
Yeah, no problem.
And thank you all for listening. Take care.